The bird was worth $1 million. At least, that was what she said. She was Susan Dante, a PI from New York City. Of course, I didn't have any reason to disbelieve her. She came into Brady Investigations in the thriving metropolis of El Paso, Texas, with all the right paperwork. Did I mention she was gorgeous? I don't mean just garden variety beautiful. She was heart-stoppingly exquisite, a lot like Kathleen. Until today, I had never met in person another woman to rival Kathleen. I couldn't tell you who was more gorgeous than the other. Once you reach a certain level of excellence, such distinctions are meaningless. The two women were simply different. Where Kathleen was very tall for a woman, Susan was shorter. Kathleen's hair was so black it had blue highlights and reached halfway down her back. Susan's hair was auburn and shorter length, and so on. If I went any further with this, you might think I was smitten. And Jack Brady doesn't get smitten. No. The bird Susan was looking for wasn't a real bird, of course.
"It's called the Tiffany Macaw," she said.
Her voice was full of harmonics that could make my toes curl, if I let them.
"It was manufactured by Tiffany & Company to fulfill a special order in 1893. It's a brooch in the form of a scarlet macaw."
She handed me a photo.
"It's about 8 inches long and made up of a mosaic of diamonds, emeralds, rubies, blue sapphires, and topaz."
I looked at the photo and gave a low whistle. She smiled and nearly knocked me out of my chair.